Local playwright Cricket Daniel will be opening her newest play tonight at Second Street Theater. Her newest production is Gina Goldie and Guest. I'm Kelly Blyer, and Gina Goldie and Guest is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
Gina, your father and I were talking about maybe inviting a nice young fellow over to the house this weekend for you to meet.
That was your mother's idea, Gina. I wanted no part of it.
A fellow?
Yes.
If you arrange to have a fellow come over, Mom, I will die. No, seriously, I will throw myself off a bridge and die. Has my life really come to this? My parents setting me up on blind dates.
This production is number 3 for local playwright Cricket Daniel. First there was couple dating, then there was Love, Laughter, and Lucci, and now Gina Goldie and Guest.
And it's about a 30-something single wedding cake designer, Gina, who is forced to move back home into her childhood home to start her wedding cake design business. And every Thursday night, she meets with her two best friends in the heart of Boston at their favorite bar. And you have the bartender, Ronnie, to offer up a male's perspective on anything from dating to sex.
Cricket Daniel has tried her hand at a couple comedic plays before.
This is my third play, my third one set back east. I love plays being set back east. This one is set in Boston. My mother-in-law was born and raised in Boston, and Goldie is a family name of hers. It's her mother's maiden name. And so, yeah, I do like to use family names. I use all my characters are named after somebody I either know or went to school with or family. And this came to me because I miss Sex in the City, quite frankly. And I thought, well, I can't be the only one that misses Sex in the City. And I wasn't originally going to introduce her parents. Her mother was just going to be a nagging voice on the voice message machine, but those are becoming a thing of the past. And with the economy the way it is, and I know many adult people who are moving back home with their parents, I thought, well, that could be an interesting spin in Gina's life. And so she's back home, and yet she has her Thursday nights with her girlfriends, and she's looking for love.
Well, you didn't let me finish. Claudia's son Dominic just got out of back into town last week, and I guess he's still single, and
Dominic Cavallaro?
Wasn't he in prison?
As I was saying, he just got back into town, and he is also living back home, so
wait.
I thought that...
Is Dad right? Was he in prison?
He was in for a brief stint for white-collar crime, yes. He's no different than Martha Stewart.
This production has already had its share of bumps in the road.
Yeah, I must admit, this production seems to be cursed right out of the gate. We had trouble with casting. There was other plays going on. I just, my play was the last one to hold auditions. And a lot of the females that I would normally have to pull from were taken already. But that's okay. We managed to get a cast. We are on our third actress playing Laurie. What else has gone wrong? Well, of course, our beloved director, Pat Kamik, passed away about 2 weeks before opening. Thank goodness we had Susan Benson in the cast, who had directed my first play, Couple Dating. So she lended me up her expertise and has been guiding me. I'm not a director. I never want to be a director, but I thought at this point I could probably keep this cast on course and follow it through for Pat. We definitely knew the show must go on. There was never even a mention of throwing the towel in, but it did. We had some challenges. I had some set design challenges. What I've learned is it's hard to rely on volunteers, and that's what it is with community theater. It's the labor of love, but when you have to wait for people to build your set after they get off of work or their free weekends. And so it has definitely been a stressful production. Nothing about it so far has come easy, so I am absolutely convinced it will be my most successful one to date.
Am I seriously at the scraping the bottom of the barrel phase of my love life?
First off, he isn't a prisoner. Let's just get that straight. He did 6 months for insider trading, so do you know what that makes him?
An ex-prisoner?
No, Vince. That makes him smart. Very smart. Insider training is hard.
So Gina Goldie and Guest opens tonight.
Well, I wouldn't say all set, but we will be ready. I've learned if you give actors 8 weeks, it'll take 8 weeks. And if you give them 4 weeks, they'll take 4 weeks. And my actors are rallying, considering all the challenges that have been thrown at them. We will definitely be ready for opening night. We're all excited. We're excited to finally have an audience. I think we're ready to hear where the laughs are going to come in.
You can catch the show Wednesday through Sunday through March 17th. Tickets are $20 for adults and $18 for students and seniors. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
I think she can do better than some ex-con.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Dad.
Anytime, sweetie.
Fine. I was just trying to help, that's all. As usual, I'm the bad guy.